Raising Cubs, July 4th at Wrigley. Former Cubs farmhand Chris Archer getting the start. Pick it up, top four. It's Archer facing John Lester.
Swing and a ground ball to the right side. There's a base hit. Echeverria is going to score.
And the pitch grounded off of Lester, and it shoots into right field for another hit. In to score is Borges. Here comes Archer to score. On his way to second, sliding in safely is Souza.
And he got him. Struck him out. And he gets the strikeout. Ramos with the toss down to first. So with two men on, he strikes out the side.
Checks on the runners. Now pitches home. Swing and a base hit to right center field. That's going to get a run in. Around third, scoring is Elmora Jr. Around second on his way to third goes Jay. It's an RBI single for Anthony Rizzo, and it's a 6-4 game, and the Cubs have the tying runs aboard. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Shallow left. Dickerson coming in. Gets underneath it, and the Rays win!
So Colum A and the Rays survive. 6-5 the final. 22nd save of the season for Alex Colum A. Archer gets the win. That's his 7th of the year. Tim Beckham, 2 hits, including a homer. Jason Hayward went 1-for-4 with an RBI in his first game back in the lineup since June 18th. Here's Rays skipper Kevin Cash after the win.
Pretty exciting win, obviously. I mean, look, a win's a win. You're going to have some of those games where teams come back. This is a very good club over here. And you know, they never think that they're out of a game, and we knew that coming in, so they gave us every bit of it. But it was nice to see us come on top and Alex to get some pitches. Starting from the top, we needed a good start from Arch today. He provided that on the mound and at the plate, so that was a pretty special day for him. Really liked the way Arch battled through that sixth inning to find a way to get out after first and second no outs, and nobody comes across the score right there. It's pretty telling, big moment in his season for us. So Tim Beckham, huge hit. I think it was the third or fourth, the fourth inning when we kind of separated there off of one of the game's best in John Lester. You know, not Beck had the damage, but other than that, we just found some holes, which sometimes that's what it takes. Like the fact that after we got down 1-0, Souza gets on base, put some pressure on him, and then, you know, we tie it right back up. But all in all, really good win, exciting atmosphere here. I was happy for the guys.
Yeah, the crowd was on their feet there in the bottom of the ninth. How do you best describe the intensity?
We've played in similar environments. I mean, when you go to some places in our division, you're going to get that. I mean, I think the magnitude of the intensity today was because they were behind, they were coming back, and obviously July 4th has it's a special day in baseball, but passionate fans. They've done a good job to get their fans really embraced here.
A big fourth inning. What was your team's approach against John Lester?
Well, you know, I think that from our report, we had kind of found that he was throwing some more fastballs, not living on the cutter so much. So I think the guys went up there mixing in the changeup a little bit more. I think the guys went up there not dwelling on trying to cover the cutter and kind of just look for pitches in zones that they were, you know, able to handle, and they did.
And how about just your defense from your outfielders, Peter Borges and Corey Dickerson today?
Yeah, great plays by both those guys. Borges' play off the wall with Contreras trying to stretch into two. Just a very heads-up play. I mean, I know the ball came back to him, but he positioned himself really well, threw a bullet into Beck, who made a really nice tag.
At any point thinking of lifting Arch in the sixth inning?
Well, we had guys up. We had guys up, but, you know, it's tough because, you know, Arch is probably always going to be the best matchup. You just got to get a sense for where he's at as far as from a physical standpoint, how much work he's put into all of that. So if Hick and I kind of talked through it, and if we felt that the stuff still looked the same, we liked that he was the right guy out there.
In the fourth inning on the Archer single.
Yeah.
You had the bun on the first two strikes. Yeah. If they weren't playing so aggressively, would you have stayed with the bun, or why was he hitting away there?
Well, I talked to Arch. You know, they do it a little unique, their positioning. It seems to work a lot. I kind of expressed to him, if you feel like Rizzo's down your throat, which he was, do what you got to do to, you know, try to put a ball in play. Worst case, we're first and second, one out if he punches out. But just didn't want to give in a force to third base and then have Arch on the bases as a trail runner.
So it was his call, or you kind of suggested he do the
show? Well, he got the two strikes. I just said I asked him to hit. but pretty heads up play on his part to show the bunt. And you know, it's funny, sometimes pitchers get more comfortable by starting in the bunting position. I don't know why. Maybe I should have tried that.
Yeah. But sticking with Colome there.
Yeah, you know what?
Through your other eight guys anyway.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's in a little bit of a rut right now. It's nothing, obviously nothing physical. Look, you know, the guy comes up swinging bunt to start the inning off. Then he walks the guy. That's on Alex. Some of the other hits, the at-bat by Rizzo, tremendous at-bat. You know you're going to get a really tough at-bat off with Zobrist up there. So it was a challenging inning. I was glad to see him find a way to get through it.
I counted 24 swinging strikes for Archer. Do you see him elevating his stuff a little bit as the season's going on? I mean,
I think he definitely has capability. I'll be honest with you. For the first four innings, I think Arch will be the first to tell you he didn't have his best breaking ball. He had a good breaking ball, but when he needed to put a guy away with it, he left a couple of them up. And I know he was frustrated with himself for doing that, but you know, it took a couple innings for it to get going. But I don't know how much better Arch's stuff can get. I mean, he was throwing 96 to 99 miles an hour tonight with 91 mile an hour sliders. That's pretty good stuff.
You call that a telling moment for his season to get out of that jam. Is that because he's had so many others, games kind of on the line, and a lot of them haven't gone his way?
Well, there's been plenty of games that haven't gone some of our starters' way. He's right in there. But I think he prides, and our starting pitchers pride themselves on getting through, you know, their job. They go into every game thinking, that's my job. I got to get through six innings and give the bullpen that extra inning to, you know, not have to deal with. And I like the fact that after the jam that he was in, he found a way to get out.
I mean, that one at bat, he went right at half. I think that was three strikes.
Yeah, really, really. That's, you know, you saw that inning when it got the first and second. You saw the stuff really tick up there. The slider started getting below the zone. And, you know, when he's doing that, he was through four or five innings. I think he was throwing 74% strikes. That, you know, his stuff might not have been the best, but if you're making this a really good lineup, a patient lineup, you know, constantly respect strikes, you're going to get some swings eventually.
Steven Souza Jr. had two hits and drove in two in the July 4th win over the Cubs. Here's Souza after the game.
Man, this is a World Series team. You know, they don't give up. We got an all-star closer. We believe in him. And he came through right there. I mean, this is an environment that you live to play for. I mean, this is what playoffs are going to be like. So to come through in a big situation right there where it didn't start off going our way was huge for us.
All right, it is the 4th of July. What about the Rays' offensive fireworks in the fourth inning?
I mean, John Lester is one of the best in the game. He's been that way for a while. So to start off and get on him early was good. We kind of went quiet there for a little bit, but you got to tip our cap to our bullpen. Really, and Archer for holding our guys to their guys to one run and three runs the whole game.
In what ways did Tim Beckham's two-run home run in the fourth really spark this team?
Yeah, I mean, coming off of the loss against Gausman, where we were pretty quiet, it kind of got us going, and so brought us a lot of energy. And that's what Tim does. He brings a lot of energy. He's been a spark plug for us all year long, and we're proud of him.
And to win the way you did in game one, what effect does that have as this team gets ready for tomorrow?
Anytime we got our ace out there, we want to win that game. And so it's only a short series, two games, so it gives us a chance for a clean sweep.
The Rays will look to sweep this two-game set on Wednesday when they send southpaw Blake Snell to the mound.